First of all, I just want to put it on record that this is a third time that the Constitutional Court has ruled on the eligibility of His Excellency President Edgar Chagwalungu. There have been three cases questioning the eligibility of the president that has been brought to the Constitutional Court. And the court has again ruled in the same manner that it has ruled in the previous two times, that His Excellency the President is eligible. We are not surprised, but we are happy that finally the circus, the malice, the propaganda that the president was not eligible have finally been put to bed. We know this all along has been a political ploy because the opposition and their surrogates wanted to raise the narrative that His Excellency President Chagwalungu was running for an illegal, illegitimate third term. The court has ruled that the president is running for a second term and not a third term. And the other reason why they were pushing this case is because they didn't want to have the president on the ballot paper because he's the most popular candidate and they knew they can't win him on the ballot. So they were pushing against their luck.
What does this mean for the Patriotic Front ahead of the elections?
Well, this means now that the PF can go ahead with our campaigns, knowing for sure that we have got a candidate who has no any legal challenges upon him. We have a candidate who has been cleared by the highest court in the land on constitutional matters, and that the issue of eligibility can no longer be used against the president. And this clearly shows that we will go ahead and still reclaim the victory on August 12th. Because the only argument that the opposition had against the president was the issue of his eligibility. Now that this thing has been cleared for the third time and for a final time, now we know they have got nothing against the president and we are sweeping this election clean.
But the opposition keeps saying the president is unpopular.
If the president was unpopular, the opposition and their surrogates wouldn't have been pushing this case of eligibility. They have been pushing it since 2016 because they know the president is the most popular candidate. And secondly, if you come to Zambia and check the messaging, the opposition started with the issue of infrastructure development. All that message has gone off. They can no longer campaign on the basis of development because we have built the roads, we have built infrastructure, and they don't have any message anymore now. So they have been changing their message every week. Our message has been very clear. We are telling the people of Zambia, look what we have accomplished in the last 10 years in terms of the infrastructure revolution that this country has gone through. And this is what we are going to do after 12th of August. The opposition don't have a message. The issue of food prices is not working because the hike in food prices is not only a Zambian problem. It's a global problem. The UN has spoken about it. All countries have been affected and we have seen a surge in the prices of food everywhere in the world. So this narrative from the opposition of saying let's vote out PF on the basis of high food prices again is not ticking. So they don't have a message to go with in August.
They have expressed concern about the independence of the Electoral Commission. What's your response to that?
Well, first of all, the Electoral Commission of Zambia is extremely independent in accordance with our constitution. Article 229 of the Republican Constitution gives the total autonomy and independence to the Electoral Commission. There was a case which the opposition took to the courts of law where they wanted to compel the Electoral Commission of Zambia not to stop any political party from having public rallies. The court has just ruled. The judgment came out this week. And the judgment was that the Electoral Commission of Zambia has superseding powers with regards to the management and administration of all election matters. Therefore, they have the superior powers to decide how the elections must be conducted. And the High Court of the Republic of Zambia has just ruled in its judgment that the Electoral Commission of Zambia was right to block the rallies in line with the COVID-19 restrictions that have been put in this country. Moreover, President Edgar Chagwalungu is the same president that was calling for a constitutional reform. And under that constitutional reform, there was proposals to reform the Electoral Process Act, to reform the Electoral Commission of Zambia Act. And the same opposition, which today is complaining against the Electoral Commission of Zambia, are the same opposition that courted the process for legal reforms with regards to the Electoral Commission of Zambia.